Let's check in with our old mate Brendan Hartley, who has his endurance season underway. Of course, he's heading out for Le Mans, which is back to its regular June date this year. Spa was the opener. He races, of course, these days for Toyota Gazoo in the Endurance Racing Series. Brendan Hartley back with us. Brendan, morning.
Morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm extremely well. How's your time back home been?
Oh, it's been awesome, actually. It's been 2 years since I've been home, so for obvious reasons. I normally get back once a year. So I think the last time I was home was when the whole lockdown thing started. So it's been amazing catching up with friends and family. We had a new member of our family that we had to introduce to everyone.
Yes,
and
indeed.
It's been awesome, yeah.
So that's Paige. Paige is 6 months-ish?
I think 6 months a couple of days ago, yeah. She was a little bit early, so she's still a little wee one. But she's doing great, and I'm enjoying being a dad, and obviously the grandparents and aunties and uncles, and they enjoyed meeting her. It's been awesome, yeah.
Have you had her at Hampton Downs back, or actually. Highlands or Pukekohe yet?
Where have I been? No, I haven't set foot in the racetrack. I've been doing plenty of mountain biking. I actually did a mountain bike race on the weekend. So that was more for fun. I wasn't very successful, but I did the Craters Classic in the weekend. So yeah, a type of racing, but nothing with engines.
Fantastic. How's fatherhood changed you? Or is it a bit soon to say that yet?
I don't know if it's changed me, but I never really knew if I wanted to be a father. I'm incredibly awkward with other people's kids, so I never really knew how it's going to be, but it felt incredibly natural. And I'm guessing you're a father, I don't actually know, but
yes, I am, many times over.
It was an amazing experience when she arrived. It was a bit unexpected because she was so early, but yeah, I don't have something nice to say about how it's changed me, but I'm definitely enjoying the process and enjoying being a dad. And you can lose hours at a time just hanging out. You know, it's I feel like that's what life's all about now. Yeah,
good. So she will be very lucky in the sense, I'm assuming, that she will have a life of travel, won't she? I mean, she'll at some point come with you and Sarah, and you know, do what race drivers do and travel the world.
Well, she's already just travelled across to New Zealand, which was the whole trip with the newborn. But she was fine on the plane. The jet lag was real. That was the biggest problem. Was the problem that I wasn't expecting. So we're actually going back in a couple of days, which we'll have to relive that all over again. But she is planning. My wife Sarah and Paige are planning to be at Le Mans in a motorhome. I'll sleep elsewhere just to make sure I'm as fresh as I am before the race. But yeah, it'll be pretty cool to have the full support crew there.
That'll be brilliant. Tell me about. I want to ask you. You are still in Monaco, aren't you?
Yes, still living there. Yeah.
Because I watched a documentary about Monaco the other day.
Oh God. Okay.
And it was just like. Such a fascinating place. I know why people go there, but one of the things was they were interviewing a woman, you know, because I learned all about monogasts and, you know, as opposed to people like you who live there, and the difference and stuff. And so she had this beautiful house, and it was worth millions, because everything's worth millions in Monaco. And then they have this thing whereby the next day they start building a building right in front of your view. And so therefore you have no view anymore. And the sort of the desire to build Monaco and make it more successful is sort of unrelenting. Do you feel that?
Funnily enough, we are living that. So we've actually been in the same apartment since we moved there 7 odd years ago. And they've actually reclaimed a whole lot of land just out in front of us. And I think anyone who watches the Monaco Grand Prix this weekend, you'll probably be able to see it from the overheads.
Yeah.
We've slowly lost our view over the last couple of years. We did have a sea view, and now we look directly into Max Verstappen's new apartment that's being built. So.
No way! So you got Verstappen next door. So that's quite cool.
Well, across the new marina or whatever it's going to be called. But yeah, no, it is constantly changing. And I think when we first moved there, we're like, oh God, there's a lot of construction, but. That's constant. One building will get taken down, one new one will be put up, there's land being reclaimed. It's always on the move. But
be careful
watching those documentaries, though, because I have to say, like, we live an incredibly, well, I'm not going to say normal life there, but what I consider to have a normal group of friends and you know, a lot of other athletes, cyclists, a lot of people that are quite international and... I like to think we have a semi-normal life there, but I think people that go there for, say, a Monaco Grand Prix weekend and see the glitz and glamour tend to think it's like that all year round. It's definitely not.
Oh, good stuff. It's third victory, wouldn't it be?
Yes.
Right.
If we get there, yeah.
Now, just talk me and correct me if I'm wrong, but Spa, which was a race, the first race of this year, didn't go well for you. Now, my understanding of the cars you drive, these Toyota Gazoo cars, these are they're tremendously reliable, and I don't remember a lot of these cars having problems. Is that fair or not fair?
Yeah, that's fair. So it was actually the second race, though. So we raced at Sebring in Florida.
That's right.
A couple of months back. So we finished second there, and we were leading the race in Spa, and we had a hybrid issue. Basically, the car went red, which, as far as I've driven, you know, as long as I've been in the LMP1 and all hybrid era, at least that's never happened to me, and I don't believe it's ever happened to Toyota in a racing situation, which basically means the car is unsure if it's safe to touch or not. So we had to stop it on the side. It was my teammate driving, Sebastian Buemi. So he had to jump out and kind of tell the marshals, don't touch the car. We're not 100% sure it was safe. So
wow.
That's something that is very, very rare. Yeah, as you say, they're incredibly reliable these days, and it's just a bit of an unfortunate sport.
Is everyone trying to push the boundaries too much? Because the reason I ask that question is, if you watched Barcelona yesterday in the F1, Mercedes this year aren't fast. Ferrari and certainly Red Bull have got sort of reliability problems. I mean, it just seems to me, with all of the money and all of the people and all the resources, why do we have so many problems?
Yeah, I think if you go back throughout Formula One, motorsport, Le Mans, whatever it is, you'll find that reliability is always a concern.
Yeah.
Yes, you could build a car that will get to the end of the race 100% guaranteed, but you're going to add weight, you're going to make compromises. So regardless of it being a hybrid or not, which I don't know if that's what you're insinuating, but it's always about pushing the boundary. So for example, in an F1 car, most parts on the car that are allowed to be changed, because some of them now have to last 3, 4, 5 races, like some of the engine or gearbox parts,
yeah,
they will be lifed. And if they broke on the in-lap, the engineers would be incredibly happy, because they absolutely maximize what it could do. So then that's similar for us. You know, we do many, many 36-hour tests during the year. So we need our car needs to last at least 24 hours, and there'll be some parts that do much more. So that's why we often do 36-hour tests, which isn't always very fun for drivers and mechanics to be testing all the way through the night for 36 hours. But that's the idea, is to make sure that it can last 36 hours, and then you're pretty confident it can last 24.
What's the thrill for you? Because I was watching, funnily enough, I was watching Bathurst had a 12-hour thing the other day, and they were doing sort of 4-hour splits and stuff. Is it the racing still, and the desire to win, or is there something beyond that, which is, I can not only win, but I can win and drive fast for extended periods of time, and there's something about that that thrills you?
Yeah, I mean, driving quickly is part of the job, and it's something that I've been able to do for a fair chunk of my life, and there's plenty of people, you know, plenty of other drivers that can do that. I think the difference with the endurance racing is, as you said, the extended period of time, the sleep deprivation, the weighing up risk and reward with different categories. You would have seen that at the Bathurst 12-hour as well. So, you know, there's other elements. There's the team element with, you know, three drivers on board, a massive crew of people. I mean, for us at the racetrack, I think there's probably 75 people at the track working on the cars, all behind the scenes, you know, engineers, engineering department. I think it's around that number at the racetrack, and that's not including the people back at the factory who have worked to get the project going. So it's a huge team effort. You feel that pressure on your shoulders as well, which is part of what causes the butterflies as well. But I guess it's like any other team sport, you know, people who compete at a high level, they'll know the adrenaline rushes you get from that. But
sure.
Yeah, it's not just about driving around in circles fast.
No. It's Le Mans still if you're only going to win one thing this year, is it Le Mans?
Yes. Yeah. Now, Le Mans is still the biggest race for us, and I think even you could argue that it's possibly more important than the World Championship, which sounds weird to say that, but yeah, Le Mans it's one of the biggest races in the world. It's got the history. It's the race that everyone wants to put their name
on. Fantastic. And it'll be back to normal this year. Crowds, the whole thing. It'll be like it used to be.
I believe so. So last year we already had, they had some level of crowds with the zoning, and I don't know, it sounded like there was a lot of admin, but there were people there. And I believe this year it's back to full crowds, which will be amazing.
Fantastic. Well, you go well, Paige go well, Sarah go well, and lovely to catch up with you, and I wish you every success, and we'll talk again soon.
Cheers, Mike.
Good on you, mate. Brendan Hartley out of, I think he's at home in Taupo this morning, and heading back to Le Mans in a couple of weeks' time.